what makes you a better intender? And mm-hmm. one of the things that they all do is a thing I call powering up, which is they get their mind into a meditative state of some sort. And they use all kinds of different ways, depending, you know, some healers do some things. People use rosary beads. They use mantras. They use anything like that to still the mind. And so for you, the white light was just a way to, it created a meditative state. And I think that's one of the first things that you need to do to get into a place where you can use your thoughts to maximum effect.
Okay. Well, that's all it is then. And everybody, or most everybody, can do it, right?
Most everybody can do it. But there are times, there are places. I mean, this is the other thing I was looking at. You know, what other conditions help? And I found that even our relation to the planets, you know, even certain geomagnetic times help. Using certain places again and again, there's been some evidence that the more you do intention in one place, the more it works. Stilling the mind is a really important thing, but also making your intention as specific as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Focusing on compassion. But a really interesting thing that I found, Art, was, you know, everybody talks about calming down and that the really important thing is to, you know, is to settle into what people call an alpha state, you know, where your brain slows down.
Right.
And that was not what I found. One of the things I wanted to look at was what happens with people like monks. You know, Buddhist monks are the biggest they're master intenders. They're able to take their minds and bring their metabolism down by up to about 60%. And that should be impossible. Or they have been known to bring their temperature up by about 20 degrees.
My God.
There have been studies showing that when they wrap around freezing cold blankets around monks who are clad only in, you know, like little loincloths, they've been able to steam dry those sheets with their thoughts. So I figured, well, these guys know what they're doing. So what happens with them? There have been some really interesting brain studies of these guys showing that when they are in a state of intention, their brains aren't slowing down. They are speeding up to what's called a gamma state, which is a state of utter peak attention. It's about the fastest brain, you know, it's the fastest brain waves the human body has. So these are people in an absolute peak state of attention. So for ordinary folks like you and me, it's important for us to still the mind to calm down. But eventually we want to get to a state of peak attention to really, really make these intentions count.
Okay. I had not heard that before. You always hear quiet the mind, go into a meditative state. But you're saying the real masters of this, while they do that, they then go into another state where their mind is extremely active on intent.
Absolutely. I mean, interesting studies of psychics, you know, the famous psychic and remote viewer Ingo Swann.
Yes.
He was studied as well while he was in the process of remote viewing. His brain was not in an alpha state of slowed down. That's when your brainwaves are like light meditation or light dreaming. His brain's waves were up there in gamma as well. So he had moved into a state of peak attention. So what I tend to suggest for people is that they try to do things like mindfulness meditation, which is a mindful and just exquisite awareness of the present, everything that's going on, what your breathing feels like, mm-hmm. what the room smells like, just attending to every moment without judgment. And that helps you develop this state of peak attention.
Okay. You've looked at the studies of these people, or have you actually yourself ever studied these people, gone to these people?
Both. I conducted my own questionnaire with a lot of master intenders, and I also looked at hundreds and hundreds of studies all over the place in all kinds of areas to see what the science said and what the science said about people like this. Because now, I mean, monks are the favorites of the neuroscience lab. All sorts of places all around America, and in fact the world, are studying monks to see what this says about the human mind. And they found the studies that I'm talking about were done by Harvard's Herbert Benson, where he went out to Tibet and places like that and wired up monks to see what was going on in a body that could change, that could steam dry sheets and turn into the equivalent of a human furnace.
Yes.
And then there have been other studies where at the University of Wisconsin, where the Dalai Lama has flown in a bunch of his chief and experienced monks, and they've wired them up with EEG machines, you know, studying their brain waves to see what happens. And those are the studies that show they go into a gamma state. Mm-hmm. And it even surprised the researchers, because they also thought the brain slows down during meditation. Well, for these intention masters, it doesn't. It speeds up.
Okay. All right. So we can measure the fact that the brains are going into this gamma state. We can measure that something unusual is happening with their brains. We can even verify that it really works. But we don't, I think, we do not understand how it works, do we?
How what works? How intention works?
How something is... I depend on science. I'm a ham radio operator. I understand how a radio signal gets from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand how intention gets from point A to point B. And I don't think science yet understands that. It's probably in the quantum world somewhere, but we don't really know yet, do we?
Well, we do, Art. And that's what I've covered in my book. First of all, There's been some really interesting evidence done by Gary Schwartz. He was fascinated by those copper wall experiments done by Elmer Green. And these were studies showing that whenever a healer sends healing, that it gets recorded as electricity. There's an electrostatic charge that happens. And Green was able to measure this by putting these healers in a whole room that was a copper wall, you know, surrounded by copper walls.
Right.
And coppers is a great amplifier. And so he hooked up these copper walls to an EEG machine, which records, you know, instead of recording brain waves, he was recording any kind of charge that was coming out of these healers. And he found that this was, you know, any time they sent healing, this was going on.